Now, our friends at the RSPCA have spent the weekend trying to clear hundreds of animals from its shelters around the country. They've been offering a wide range of beasties for adoption at a fraction of the normal charge. Adoption fees often come to hundreds of dollars, but this weekend, the RSPCA has been charging just $29. And for that, you'll get an animal which has microchipping, de-sexed, it's got its vaccinations, it's been checked by a vet, and all the worming costs have been covered as well. The drive to clear the shelters is taking place in all states and territories except Western Australia and Tasmania. Brendan Neely is the head of animal care services for the RSPCA in New South Wales. Good morning, Brendan.
Good morning, Hugh. How are you today?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you going? You're clearing out those cages?
Oh, look, it's been an extraordinary response across the country. I know that everybody is just bouncing today with the results so far. And with my thumbnail calculations this morning, I'm still waiting on a little bit of detail from a couple of our member societies. But we have found homes for 1,944 animals so far.
Wow. Nearly 2,000 animals.
Nearly 2,000 animals. An extraordinary result.
So what are the kinds of animals? We presume there are dogs and cats. What kind of
there
things
are,
have we got?
There are dogs and cats. We had a pig available in Sydney. I know our Queensland colleagues had some reptiles available. We've had a range of birds. We've had rats and mice and rabbits. We've had guinea pigs. I know that I was chatting to one of our colleagues again in Queensland who had a turtle looking for a home as well. It's right across the range of species that we have coming in, and the community has just been extraordinary in their support.
Now, why have you felt you've needed to do this?
Well, look, I guess the key thing, all of us now agree that we want to try whatever we can to make shelter animals the first choice for pet ownership. And sometimes that means putting it front and centre and making people aware of the range of animals, the extraordinary animals that we do have sharing our shelters with us for a point in time. And if it takes something like a $29 adoption weekend to have the opportunity to talk to such a broad audience, that's what we chose to do.
Now, it's still happening today?
It is still happening today. I would encourage anyone interested to jump onto our website, adoptapet.com.au, obviously preceded by all of the W's, because many of our sites are actually already fully cleared of adoption animals. South Australia is clear. Queensland have three of their locations. Three of our shelters in Sydney and New South Wales are cleared. And many of the pet barn stores that we partner with around the country are also clear. So please, to avoid any disappointment, make sure you jump on the website first.
Now, of course, the old slogan goes that, you know, a dog or a cat is not just for Christmas, it's for a lifetime. What's the record? Have you got any numbers at all when people do adopt shelter pets? You know, how do they go at actually hanging on to them and making a proper home?
Yeah, well, look, we initially, when we were running into something like this, Hugh, we looked at the international studies, and there's quite a bit of paper, a bit of research over there that shows that that price point at adoption or acquisition has no long-term bearing on the quality of home. So we had a little bit of confidence that that would be the case. And then last year, we actually conducted all of our own post-adoption follow-up calls with the 760 or 53 adopters that we had last year. And overwhelmingly, well over 85% of all of the animals are still in those homes after 6 months. And not just in the homes, but having fully integrated to the family. And the stories that we got from those follow-up calls were just amazing.
So you're getting good results in the new homes that these pets are going to. But plainly, you're only needing to clear shelters because you're still getting animals dumped or rescued that are coming into the shelters. How many animals, how many kittens, how many puppies, how many abandoned animals do you have to confront?
Well, last year we actually saw 135,000 animals come into RSPCA care across the country.
Wow.
So that's a lot. New South Wales alone saw 33,000. Queensland was something in the order of 55,000 last year. And the work is still out there, clearly, from those sorts of results. What we're seeing more and more, though, is that all of the RSPCAs across the country are actually working towards keeping animals and families together where we have that opportunity to do so. So that means extending our reach out into community spaces, extending our reach out into people's homes, so that we can have them contact us, not when it's, you know, they've reached their wit's end with the animal that they have, but when they first see sign of trouble, so that we may be actually able to provide support or intervention to keep that partnership together.
Okay, 135,000 animals finding their way into their shelter, though plainly there's still a lot more to be done about how people look after them and de-sex them as well. Brendan Neely, well done today. You're in for another busy day, I think, at the RSPCA as people leap on and try to get what animals are still there. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Hugh.